talking to Justin. Whenever he appears. But the opportunity to listen to this song in its entirety makes me reluctant to bring him in prematurely. Green and grow it. Joining us now, he is our Bucks buddy. You can hear him on the Bucks Radio Network. You can see him on Bucks.com before games. You can listen to him after games. You can hear him as an occasional cousin sub of the day on Wilde and Tausch. To fill us in on where the Bucks stand and where things are headed during the second half of the season as they ride a five-game winning streak, it is our friend, Justin Garcia. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I am great after Sunday and a big, much-needed win for this team that I think we had talked about before had been, in terms of the numbers, one of the poorest in the league in those clutch situations. And not only do they get that monkey off their back, but they beat a good team as well.
I know you're not a rules analyst, but I saw this was still raging on social media yesterday. Did Giannis travel?
I'm gonna go ahead and plead the fifth on that one. I mean, when I saw the replay, it raised an eyebrow because we all assumed, and that play unfolded right in front of me, we all assumed he dribbled. And then when you saw the replay, you thought, huh, all right. Well, I mean, hey, he's an athletic freak, so I'm going to say no.
What about the gather step? He gathered. It was a gathering.
I didn't hear a whistle, so it wasn't a travel.
There's a man who knows how to skirt a question. So how should we feel about the Bucks right now, Justin? Because I feel like since we've had you back making your weekly visits with us, they were on a roll. We talked about how well they were playing, and then they hit the skids, and we were talking about what's wrong with them, which, by the way, Drew Holiday, apparently a very important piece of what they do. And now they're back flying high. How should we feel about them right now?
You know, I guess it's somewhere in the middle, though I would lean not necessarily this is a, you know, the five-game win streak and the second time in a span of 15 games that they've had a five-game win streak. We'll just ignore the fact that there was a five-game losing streak in there. I don't think they're that team that lost five in a row. They have beaten a lot of bad teams on this most recent and even the first half of that five-game win streak as well. But the game and the win against the Clippers, I think, is encouraging. And I think we still haven't seen this team reach its potential this season. Not having Drew Holiday had a lot to do with that. That 10 games where he was out of the lineup certainly doesn't help. And that explains some of that five-game losing streak. But also, they're just continuing to learn how to do things differently. And I go back to the start of this most recent win streak where that win against the Oklahoma City Thunder, we didn't really see the Bucks, and even against the Kings and Timberwolves, we didn't see the Bucks do a whole lot of things that they were doing defensively early on this season, where they were basically playing like they did the last few years, where it was just, you know what, we're going to put the switching stuff on hold, we're going to play more of our traditional drop defense. And I got the impression it was mostly, number one, Drew Holiday isn't here, and number two, we just can't lose six in a row. So I don't care how you do it, just get out there and win, and we'll revisit this once we're full strength. And that's exactly what we saw against the Clippers, where from the minute that ball tipped off, we saw the Bucks do some things differently. I think what was most encouraging, too, was if you think back the last few years and how reliant Coach Budenholzer has been on his guys and on his starters. And we know that's going to be the case even more so this season in terms of minutes. But that game against the Clippers, it wasn't Brooke Lopez finishing the game, even though, you know, for running the drop defense, he's as good as it gets, and he's one of your starters, and he was an all-defensive player last year. He saw, okay, this is a team that isn't really going with a traditional big man, and we got to worry about the perimeter. I'm going small, and I'm putting in Pat Connaughton for Brooke Lopez so we can switch on the perimeter and we can do things differently. And even Drew Holiday said he was surprised to re-enter the game in the final 3 minutes, that he thought his night was done. So we've seen Coach Budenholzer willing to do things differently, which we know this team is going to have to do when you get to the postseason. But I think they're only going to get better as the second half of the season progresses. And if you look at the numbers with Drew Holiday on the floor, they are one of the best teams in the league, right up there with the top three in terms of their offensive rating, their net rating, all of it with Drew Holiday on the floor. And in the minutes he's played for this team this season, they've played at a 65-win pace over 82 games. That's how good he's been. So I think they're going to continue to develop that chemistry and get better. We might see some more ups and downs between now and April or even May. But when you get to the playoffs, I do feel like this team is starting to figure things out and are going to be able to do things differently for that second part of the season.
Justin, what's the Bucks are letting fans in, and they have for a little stretch here now. Is it making a difference? What have the players been saying about just having some people in the building in comparison to what they've been dealing with for most of, all of the bubble last year and then part of this season?
Yeah, the players have all said yes, and I think it's kind of been the same for all teams, where each team has said, yeah, it makes a difference, and we want to play in front of fans. And I think specifically if we look at the Bucks, there is no really easy way to quantify this, but I think guys like Pat Connaughton and Thanasis Adetokounmpo are best suited playing in front of fans. And I don't think it's coincidental that some of the struggles we saw for Pat last year came in the bubble and in the postseason, and it was just a stale environment. Pat and Thanasis are both energy guys that feed off the crowd, and they're guys that inject a lot of the energy into that crowd. So I think it has made some impact. I don't know how much. I know the players have all said they've definitely felt it. The one thing I'm going to be curious to see, not just for the Bucks, but for all teams moving forward, is now the Spurs just announced a plan to bring fans back in, and the Celtics are doing it in late March as well. So we're past the point now where more than half of the teams in the league are going to have some fans in their building. I'm going to be curious to see how that impacts the offenses and the shooting in the second half of the season here, because we saw the offense just hit the ground running when teams went to the bubble. And a big reason why, as all the players said, was the sight lines, that they didn't have to deal with seeing fans in there and hearing everything that went on at the free throw line and 3-point attempts, that it was just like being in a gym for practice and shooting. So now as we start to introduce more fans, are we going to see the offense drop a little bit? And as good as the Bucks have been offensively, is that something then that's going to benefit them, that all of these teams are getting worse, and this has already been an elite offensive team this season?
Talking with our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia on Wilde and Tausch. You're our energy guy. You're our Pat Connaughton. That's a lot of pressure. Can you handle it?
Oh, you guys are in trouble then.
You think there is something to that? Like, you're the first person I've heard mention that there's, like, I understand. I heard it all NFL season, right, about the Packers and the energy that fans were going to bring when they were able to let just 9,000 or whatever they had in an 81,000-seat stadium. Do you think the positives of having fans outweigh the negatives of what you're saying about in terms of maybe the offense dropping as they readjust and have distractions in the stands?
I do. I don't know that it's a large boost, but it's also a double-edged sword where then the same can be said for your opponents in road situations. And granted, we haven't seen much of it from the Bucks this season, but I think I'm not saying they would have beaten Miami in that playoff series, because Miami was just clicking on all cylinders and seemingly was a perfect matchup for the Bucks. But I do have a hard time believing the Bucks would have dropped both of those first two games at home or would have lost in five games to Miami if that series was played with home court advantages, that maybe it goes six or seven games. So I do think there is a bit of an impact there, where it just means moments like, you think back to that game in the opening round against the playoffs, against the Magic, where the Bucks were down double digits and ended up losing the game, but they had a stretch early in the third quarter where they went on a run and pulled to within two or tied the score. I think if that game is played in front of fans, the Bucks end up winning that game and probably by double digits, because if you're a team like the Magic, then it's easy to just kind of pack it in and say, okay, here come the Bucks. So this just stale environment and basically neutral site games have eliminated that. I don't think it means you go from 55 to 70 wins by any means, but I do think it has a slight impact.
Well, we'll chalk up your inaccurate analysis of them in the bubble to the uncertainty of the bubble And that's why we were willing to look past that and have you back and have all your insights this year, because they're out of the bubble. And that means you're more accurate in your feeling on this team. And we appreciate it, Justin. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
That is the great Justin Garcia. You can hear him on the Bucks Radio Network, which, of course, the flagship is 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee.